God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Good evening, friends. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Tonight, going to be taking a look at Psalm 100. We need to rejoice in the Lord always. Be thankful in all things. Looking forward to sharing that with you tonight. And this is Do Not Keep Silent. Yeah, don't be a pushover. Again, find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. My name is Jason DeZurek, your host for the program, president of Worldview Warriors. You can find us at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. As I begin, what are you thankful for, friend? During this time of year, harvest time, a little bit after it. Winter starts setting in. Our hearts and minds are turning to things, well, that are important. Some not so important. For instance, many people start focusing in on, well, what am I going to be getting for Christmas? Or what am I going to be giving? Friends, October 31st, ended a while ago. Seems to end with Christmas music everywhere. I know, Christmas right around the corner. Yet we need to be thankful for another year and time with family and friends. Let's be thankful at this time. We need to be thankful in all circumstances, in all time. Friends, when all is going well in your life, be thankful. When all is not going well in your life, be thankful. We need to be thankful in all circumstances all year long. Start out with 1 Thessalonians tonight, 5:16-18. Paul writes, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Friends, we need to rejoice always and pray continually. We need to be thankful even in the really bad times of life. We need to always be rejoicing. I've shared before, how can we have joy when it seems like our life is just so terrible? Well, friends, stop trying to control things you cannot control. We need to keep a good attitude and consider it pure joy whenever we face trials of many kinds. Again, I've said it in the past. We've heard, mask up. Don't mask up. Get vaccinated. Don't get vaccinated. Deal with a deadly virus. Deal with overreach of government. Again, no matter how much you look at what's happened in the recent past here, coming up on 2 years, we are called by God to be joyful and thankful. James 1:2-4 states, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." Again, I want to remind you, we are to consider it pure joy to be going through the difficult times of life, because those are what God uses to strengthen us, helps us to grow to be more like Him. Friends, I encourage you, look to Christ. Even if we're not happy with the circumstances of our lives at the moment, friends, we still have the joy of knowing Jesus Christ and being in relationship with the God, the Creator of the entire universe. Friends, knowing that Jesus died to save us from when we mess up should be all we need to have complete joy in all circumstances and be thankful. Let's just be super transparent right now. When we are human, And we forget about the wonderful love that God has for us. We may try to always rejoice, but we'll fail at times, of course. So what do? Well, friends, then we go to the second part of the verse of praying continually that we see in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 and 18. Again, rejoice always, pray continually. That doesn't mean we need to spend every moment on our knees in a total focus on God, but it does mean that God should always be on our hearts and minds, even as we go about the tasks of our day. And while I continue on here, I just wanted to, direct you to our blogger, Katie Erickson. Friends, she is writing, she's written on this so much. I do encourage you to find her posting on Psalm 100. We'll be getting into it in just a bit. Friends, when we're communicating with God through prayer, we'll be reminded of his love and sacrifice for us. Friends, we'll be better able to rejoice always then. Is it safe to say that our minds will stray from God and turn from him from time to time? Well, in those times, we need to seek out his forgiveness. Friends, we are always given another chance and can get back on track. Confessing sin and asking for forgiveness, friends, it is a huge part of the Christian life and one that seemingly I think many of us have forgotten. We need to confess our sin, ask for forgiveness, and repent. Turn the other way and go God's way. Friends, forgiving is something that we all need to do, trusting in God to be the judge in all matters. Now, we need to be wise and shrewd, yes, but we need to trust Almighty God in his good and right ways and the plans that he has for each one of us. If we're rejoicing, friends, always, and then praying continually, we can't help but be thankful in all circumstances. I mean, think about it. Please hear that and let it sink into who God has created you to be. When we have true joy that comes from knowing Jesus Christ, we will be thankful in good times and in the bad times as well. What can you do in your life to embrace that joy so that you can be thankful in everything? I mean, have you ever really considered it? Well, like I stated earlier, we'll take a look at Psalm 100 today. And while you're hearing this, consider being thankful and joyful in all matters. Yes, even in the struggles, even in the matters where you're going, this is just not turning out the way I want it to. This is what we find in Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Yes, worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Again, that's Psalm 100, and we see all the earth is commanded to come before God to praise him. This includes you, listener, and me. Everyone's to worship God with gladness and joyful songs. Friends, the word that we see translated as worship in this text, it means to work or to serve as well. So really, it's our occupation and our obligation to praise God, but we should not simply praise God out of a sense of duty, but because simply we should desire to worship Him because He is God and we are not. It seems so many of us have forgotten who the God, I should say, yeah, who the God of the universe really is. It's not you. It's not me. Almighty God is creator of heaven and of earth. As we continue on in Psalm 100, we see in verse 3, know that the Lord is God. This knowing, where it says, know that the Lord of God, that the Lord is God. Knowing is the most intimate way that someone can be known. Don't just know that God exists. Don't just know about God. We really need to get to know who He is. Friends, He made us. So as our Creator, He knows us intimately. We have the opportunity to get to know Him as well. Is that not exciting or what? He is not some far-off, distant God, but He promises to us that we are His people. And this God of the universe, this Creator of the universe, He wants to be in relationship with us, with you, with me, an intimate relationship. Friends, God truly does take care of us, and He cares for us. Friends, this is just one of the many reasons why our society, I believe, and even many in the church struggle with the very fact of who God really is. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. My name is Jason DeZurich, your host for the program. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. When I come back, I'm going to take some time and dig into Colossians 1 just a bit. Again, trying to remind us of who this God really is. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. My name is Jason DeZurich, your host for the program. You can find our blog, podcast, and even, well, many books in paperback and Kindle on our website at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
Today, I'd like to encourage you to do a self-examination of your own life and answer some of these questions that I ask you today. Friends, if your child gets pregnant out of wedlock, who or what do you put your hope in? Could it be that you are putting your hope in something other than God Almighty? And if a family member ends up getting cancer or COVID, who or what do you ultimately put your hope in? And if someone you love loses their job, who or what do you put your faith, hope, and trust in? Dig more in this idea at our blog post titled, What Is Your Hope In?
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
Man apart from Christ does not think after God. Why can we all look at the same thing and all come to different conclusions? It's not really because we're merely coming from different perspectives. Friends, it's because of sin. Why does it seem like God isn't doing anything about wicked people? Sin. And to us, why does it seem like God's being so harsh at times? It's sin. Sin corrupts everything, and I mean everything. Friends, there is not one who is without sin. There is not one who seeks after God. Go find our blog post titled Sin Distorts Your Worldview today.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Again, I appreciate you being with us here for the program. Again, I'd like you to go to worldviewwarriors.org. Check out the ministry there. We're a group of godly leaders passionate about teaching and worshiping the God of the Bible. And we engage students, parents, and grandparents with relevant biblical discussion and challenge them to bring the message of Jesus Christ to this generation. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We do thank you for all of your prayers and financial gifts, not just in the past, but coming along as we go. And if God is calling you to support the ministry financially, we'd like you to know as a free gift, we'd like to send you till the end of the year of 2021, The God of the Psalms, written by Charlie Wolcott, one of our bloggers, author, and speaker for the ministry. It's a study on the attributes, character, and actions of God in the Psalms. Friends, who is God? Well, we can never fully know God's character, but the book of Psalms provides us with a rich and poetic description of who God is. Friends, this book covers 90 different attributes, actions, and character traits of God that are found in the Psalms, with explanations of how these help us know God in our lives today. We encourage you to join Charlie Wolcott on this 90-day journey through growing deeper in your knowledge of God and who He is and your relationship with Him as you explore the God of the Psalms. This has been released on Worldview Warriors Publishing. Again, The God of the Psalms, written by Charlie Wolcott. Again, a gift for any amount, and we'll send you your copy of this absolutely free. Again, you can find out more about the ministry at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. My name is Jason Zurich, your host for the program. Friends, let's continue on taking a look at verses, well, we find in Colossians regarding Jesus Christ. Colossians 1, 15 through 19, the Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. And He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn among the dead, from among the dead. So, that in everything He might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Him, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through His blood shed on the cross. Now, again, that's out of Colossians 1, 15 through 19, and I have a question for you. Do you really believe that? Do you believe that Jesus Christ actually created this universe with no death, no disease, no dying, that those things are here because of our sin against God? Because that is what the Bible teaches, friends. That the pain and suffering we see today is due to us not following the God of the universe in His good and right ways. Knowing that we deserve death, but He is so grace-filled that He allows us to have life so we can learn and grow and become mature and complete, not lacking anything. Do you believe that, or are you fully consumed with things that you cannot control? Verse 4 states that we should enter his courts with praise. You see, thanksgiving and praise go together. When we are truly thankful for what God has done, we naturally want to praise him. And I just like to ask you, what can you praise God for? Well, I can praise the Lord for a wife that has stuck with me through thick and thin. For parents that have loved and continue to love me unconditionally. I am also very thankful for the incredible children that God has given to my wife and me. I praise God for making them into who they have become and who they are becoming. What about you? What are you not only thankful for, but what can you praise the Lord for? Verse 5 even gives us more reasons to praise God for who he is. You see, he is good, and he promises that his love and faithfulness will continue forever. It will endure forever. And this is where it gets, well, I was going to say interesting, but let's just say really incredible, really amazing. This word love, well, that's been translated in love. We don't really have a good word in the English that's equivalent for it. You see, it's like a combination of mercy, kindness, love, and loyalty all wrapped up into one. God is all of those things, and we should praise him simply because that is his character, and he will never stray from it. Friend tuning in, dear listener, have you pondered God's character in your relationship with him lately? Have you truly done that? And maybe perhaps today, tonight, would be a good time to take a few moments and to really do that. I encourage you to pray Psalm 100 and remember that God made us and will always love us. And friends, I don't think this is a spoiler alert. It's more of just a heads up. There's nothing that we can do to make God love us any less. And there's nothing we can do to make him love us any more. Did you hear that? We are his people. And he loves us because of that relationship we have as a family. He will always be loving, merciful, faithful, and good to us. Again, my name's Jason DeZurek, your host for the program. Thanks for tuning in to Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. As I get out of here, just want to remind you that Worldview Warriors, coming to the end of the year here, is a nonprofit 501c3 organization. You can give online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. And for a gift of any amount, we'd like to send you our new resource out by Charlie Woolcott titled The God of the Psalms, a study on the attributes, character, and actions of God in the Psalms. This resource has been published through Worldview Warriors Publishing. I'd also like to encourage you to go find Charlie Woolcott's blogs, I should say blog posts, every Friday, generally released at 6 in the morning. That's Eastern time. We do thank Charlie for being a part of what's going on here as well. If you'd like to just stay connected with the ministry, you can submit a form there, get us some information, help us to keep in touch with you as well. Again, Worldview Warriors, we're a group of godly leaders, passionate about teaching and worshiping the God of the Bible. We engage students, parents, and grandparents with relevant biblical discussion and challenge them to bring the message of Jesus Christ to this generation. One other thing I'd like to let you know about the ministry, what we believe. We believe the resurrection. We believe that Jesus rose physically from the dead. He did that on the third day, and that he is now seated at the right hand of the Father. Regarding Christ's return, we believe that Jesus will return bodily to consummate his kingdom. And let's not forget 1 Peter 3:15 either. But in your heart, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect. That's 1 Peter 3:15. Again, my name is Jason DeZurich, your host for the program. Don't be a pushover. Speak out the name of Jesus Christ in action and in word. Yes, we need to be wise and shrewd, but we need to be loving as well. And this is Do Not Keep Silent. I'm not a pushover. I'm not a pushover. You can't fill these shoes. You can't make me move. I'm not a pushover. I'm not a pushover.
Do not be your own.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
I will play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at DoNotKeepSilent.com.